Guta, and welcome to our Star Wars Science Show, The Gleep Glossary, where we examine characters from Star Wars, your favorite thing. And speaking of favorite things, all of my favorite playthings are here today. Andrew?
Yo!
Steve?
I don't feel great about being a plaything. Hi, how's it going?
Wait, no. I don't know. This one we might have to throw out after this one. And Chris Cabin.
Hi. Yeah, I'm fine not being a plaything.
No, you guys are like my plaything. You guys are like my action figures, and we're acting out Star Wars today.
Sure.
Right?
Pew 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 pew. Pew.
See, those are keepers. I don't know, Steve, when we might have to take that back to the store. So this is an exciting entry. It's November. We're on tour. We're doing Barada.
When the cold November gleeps.
It's just this Barada's on a motorcycle just driving.
Barada's wedding day. What? So what is a Barada? Should I look up a picture of Barada?
Oh, it's an appetizer. Some Barada for the table.
Got it.
I thought it was a Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah, partner to Gorgonzola.
Barada wins fatality.
Now, this is, by the way, one of the shorter entries in the Gleep Glossary pantheon, because folks, we have to eventually do them all, and some of them are shorter.
That's
and
right.
To answer your question, what a Barada is, you've seen some Barada-esque people if you've been watching The Mandalorian, which I know these guys have been, and that episode with the AT-ST on that planet where Mando's thinking about fucking that lady and settling down.
Got it.
They're attacked by Kletonians, the dudes in the woods.
Surprised they could find it.
They're kind of like...
yes!
Yeah. You know, the Kletonians were pretty hard to find in that forest. They had to trim back those trees to really see them. Kletonians, but I like Klet too.
Kletonian sounds great.
Yeah. From the planet Clitoris.
God, you know, I was talking to my friend who's Kletonian, and he got really upset with me. Those Kletonians are so sensitive. They're so sensitive. They're so sensitive.
Like, you don't even know, and all of a sudden you're just like pushing their button.
Oh no, Anakin, planet Clitoris is very hard to find. You need a special kind of Sith wayfinder.
It can get very loud down there.
Very stimulating though.
I knew a Kletonian. He liked to. I just called him the man in the boat. He was an avid seaman. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like to give him kisses.
What? It is not. We're recording this at 1:39 right. p.m. It is nowhere near late enough for this.
No way.
I guess I have to start doing erotic ASMR to just kind of balance this out.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, I like this. This plaything just got a little more interesting.
I just cannot believe that this conversation is happening. The fucking sun is still up.
I've had two beers.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah. Well, I was so hungover, I kind of needed to.
Yeah, you got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
You got to straighten the course there. Mm-hmm.
So Barada, he kind of he looks like a dogman sort of.
Got it. Interesting. All right. Yeah. Look him up.
Yeah, look this guy up. And we're going to begin reading, of course, as always. I guess I say as always, Chris, but sometimes I do different books, so it's actually literally not as always.
Eric, I'm trying to find this guy. I keep on being sent to Italian marketplaces.
Oh, I see. I know him famously from, he was one of the boatmen from Jabba's Palace, right?
Correct, yes.
Got it.
One of the people escorting our intrepid heroes into harm's way, known as the Great Pit of Carcoon, also known as the Sarlacc. And this we'll be reading from the Star Wars Essential Guide to Characters by Andy Mangala, Joseph Mangala's little brother. Barada, where does one begin?
This is like me writing a book report in high school.
This is me looking at the paragraphs ahead, trying to make this episode, you know, more than 15 minutes long.
No, well, we keep talking about clitoris. We'll get to 30.
We'll get back to the Clitonian riff there. Yeah.
All right. One of the most loyal and hardworking creatures in Jabba's palace was Barada.
Creatures.
Yeah, he's a man. He's a person.
Take that, Barada, you fucking sub-citizen.
His loyalty would last until his death at the hands of the rebellion's greatest heroes.
Nice.
If they're just walking around killing Baradas, I don't know.
He didn't think of that way.
Exactly.
He's like, you're not no hero.
I just walk around the palace at night looking for various Baradas to attack.
This is interesting. Clatooine, I guess, is their home planet.
Clatooine? Come on.
Clatoon,
but still, it's a little close.
Very, very
similar.
Oh,
yeah. Here's my fucking good buddy, the great hero, fucking Duke Moonskipper.
He's from Clatooine.
Yeah, I guess that's planet Clitoris.
Mm-hmm, got it.
Very difficult to find. So parents demanded respect on that planet.
Okay.
Parents?
Parents, like his mom and dad.
Oh, got it.
And they had clitorises too.
Everybody has clitorises here.
Barada, a disrespectful son, was sold into indentured servitude to a garage owner.
Okay, so there's being strict, which is like, you know, take out the garbage or I'm going to yell at you. There's being abusive, which is take out the garbage or I'm going to hit you. And then there's take out the garbage or I will sell you into indentured servitude, which is really, really
to a garage.
Yeah, I just sold you to a place.
The same owner lost his business to Jabba over a game of Sabacc, a game Jabba had rigged, although no one would accuse him of it.
Is Sabacc the one with the dice?
It's the card game that we see at the end of Solo.
So is it a thing where, like, so Jabba's playing Sabacc, and is it like where Bib Fortuna is kind of like holding his cards for him? Because, like, Jabba doesn't really have hands, right?
Oh, that's an interesting. Yeah, I guess so.
Does he have like little hands on like the side of him?
He does, but it's like you'd be easily able to see it if you were at the same table than him. He can't look at them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so maybe he has what's his name there? His little guy
Salacious Crumb.
Yeah, Salacious Crumb is holding the hand of cards like up to him.
I just assume any game with Jabba the Hutt, Jabba the Hutt's going to win because he's just going to blast you if you win.
Yes, exactly. Or put a bounty on your head or something like that. You don't want to play with Jabba.
Best to just give up everything you have, including your clitoris.
So Barada, the brown-skinned, leathery Clatooian with the skull crest. With the skull crest.
I don't know. I'm
is that his bandana?
I'm looking at this picture of him on StarWars.com here, in the old character data bank. Looks pretty green to me.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Well, history, Andy Mangala was like, as we know, Andy Mangala didn't do a ton of
research.
Research is the word I'm looking for.
Yes. So Barada was now Jabba's, along with the garage. It literally says that, along with the garage. So yeah, so he played a card game. Jabba played a card game, won a garage, and this guy was in it. He's like, oh, I guess I got this now too.
I get the guy with the garage.
This is like Star Wars Storage Wars. Okay, he inherited this garage, and the guy came out and with the clamps and cut off the padlock, and they opened it up, and Barada was sitting inside.
Yeah.
Now I just have this Barada.
All right, I got a garage here, and what is this? This a clitoris man inside? A clitoris man that will do all your bidding. What do I hear for it? Oh, Jabba's just gonna take it. Okay, Jabba, here, you can take it. You can take everything because you're Jabba.
Now, Barada had been using his earnings to buy his freedom, and he was only 2,000 credits short when Jabba took his contract. Recognizing Barada's incredible mechanical talents, Jabba devised a way to keep Barada indentured forever. He charged the Clitonian the exact same amount for room and board as he was paying him. Since Barada couldn't get outside work, he was not able to pay off his contract.
Oh, this is just sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
I mean, it sounds like a deal a lot of people in San Francisco have currently. But it's not so good.
I mean, it's just living in a major city, dude. You're living to live, basically. You're working to just pay your own rent.
Isn't that fucking great, folks? Isn't every day don't you love waking up in the morning?
We all have a Jabba in our life. It's called capitalism.
That's right. Jabba put Barada in charge of his repulsor pool, taking care of various vehicles that the hut and his workers used. Barada serviced the repulsor sleds that allowed Jabba personal mobility, as well as land speeders and desert skiffs.
Ooh.
The biggest vehicle he maintained was Jabba's huge Ubikanian luxury sail barge.
Ooh.
Now, what I have here for you is a Ubikanian luxury sail barge, a superior, superior machine. It's just the Clitonian sail barges are terrible in comparison.
You are going to want to make sure you are getting the seal coating underneath the entire hull of the barge. You see, what with going through the desert and whatnot, all the sand is going to get on there. It won't last you 5 years without this seal. And I can add it for you just today, Jabba, for the low, low price of an extra 2.3 million credits.
Well, what's that sail there? What's that made out of? Is that space bat wing? Yeah, that you're going to tears in that all the time. That's it. That happens all the goddamn time. What you need is super polyfiber worm threading. That's what you need.
You don't want the underlining. Oh, I'll have to check with my boss. I don't think he's going to like it, though. I don't know. So Barada was largely a loner.
Hold on. You're an enormous fat man. What you're going to want is real. You want the superior seats that will not buckle under your enormous slug weight.
And if you look right there, sir, I'm just going to flick that switch for you. Yep, you feel that? Heated seats. Ass'll get warmer, not warmer.
No, yeah, and these floorboards, your slime will just evaporate. The slime trail you leave everywhere will just evaporate as you go.
You talking about his warm asshole on those seats just made me think of, like, what's the defecation process, and do they hose him off afterwards?
He gets hosed once a day. Yeah. He's got all those servants. He's not wiping his own ass.
I don't think it's a hole. I think it's being pressed through pores.
Oh, I like that idea.
I think that's generally because he has many of them, and mm-hmm. he's got the slime already, so nobody's going
to
notice.
Imagine if that's how it worked, right? Like, you go to the bathroom, and then you slowly start shitting out of every inch of your skin. Just a little, and it's spread out.
Just a brown liner
real quick happens.
Well, I'm glad we figured out what an asshole is, and we invented the proud inventor of an asshole.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's just a mahogany mist that you let off every once in a while, and that's.
And by the way, he's getting hosed down once a day, bare minimum. Mm. I think your average day is like 2 to 3 times, and then like up to maybe 6 or 7 on the weekend because that guy parties.
He does party. That's why all his buddies are sleeping over every night.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. If it's a chili and coffee morning, he's getting washed down a few times.
So Barada, largely a loner, but he got along well with Effant Mon, which is another big big gleep glops.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The hulking beast confided in the mechanic and sought his advice. Since Effant was Jabba's behind-the-scenes spy watching for conspiracies or betrayals, Barada was one of the most well-informed Desians of Jabba's palace.
Hmm. Ooh.
Oh, so he knew all the secrets. He knew where the bodies were buried.
Where the bodies were eaten, or where the bodies were fucked. Yeah. Mm. A lot of stuff. Again, they party really hard there.
He knew where the clit was.
I mean, I don't think it's going to work out well for him, but he could have wrote an amazing book, you know what I mean, about his experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's what's funny is that's they should add that to Star Wars. Make this a side thing in Book of Boba Fett where it's like people who had left Jabba's palace now get comfy book deals and they go on space MSNBC to plug them. And
this effant Mon guy is something else. Jesus.
Yeah, we're going to do him eventually.
Oh, my God. He looks like David Thewlis and naked if he was mated with a boar.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, I see him. Yeah, I know this guy.
Hot as fuck.
Dang.
So when Jabba had... Now look at this. We breached 15 minutes about 15 minutes.
We're good.
Now we're in the bonus as
now,
we go.
Exactly. Now we're in the clear. Technically, this is an episode. okay, here we go. When Jabba had captured Han Solo, Chewbacca, and the Jedi Luke Skywalker, he decided to throw them to the Sarlacc in the Great Pit of Carkoon. Mm-hmm. Barada and several others loaded the trio of prisoners onto the sand skiff. Jabba, though, had underestimated the Jedi. The young man freed himself and his friends with his shining emerald lightsaber.
Mm. Well, I mean, you always want to pat down the droids. That's that was your big mistake there.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. You never know what fucking, you know, tray can pop out and they got something in there that can cause trouble.
Barada was the first killed in the fight.
His
body falling into the mouth of the Sarlacc. In death, Barada was finally free of Jabba the Hutt.
Oh my God, that is depressing.
That's exactly that's the only way out, guys. It's the fucking Sarlacc pit.
Death is the only way we shall be free, Chris Cabin.
Yes, it's true. And he's going to be digested for a century or whatever.
Yeah, a thousand years or some shit.
Shit. I mean, I don't know, man. You think there's an opportunity for him to pop up in Book of Boba? Maybe Boba Fett falls down there and he's like, oh, hey, man, what's going on? You haven't been digested yet? Let's fucking bust out of this thing together.
Hell yeah, dude. Barada. And then Barada's got his own show on Disney Plus, a spinoff of the Book of Boba Fett.
Mm. And it's just
The the Barada Diaries.
Oh, dude.
That would be awesome. Maybe he's got like sunglasses now.
Yes, he's a more happening dude. He's like, oh, I have to go to Coruscant and run an advertising agency. This is crazy.
Oh, shit, dude. Then it's like D&D advertising from Melrose Place. Mm-hmm. And he's like got this like little wiener assistant that he hates, like, you know, Amanda to Allison kind of a situation.
That'd be amazing.
This all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It absolutely does make all, you know, you never know where the Star Wars universe can expand to, you know, so like, why not a Coruscant sexy advertising agency drama?
Oh, and I would love that.
If you're Disney, there's no end to where it could expand.
You just don't understand. You have to make them feel like the clitorians need shirts. Mm-hmm. Just need new shirts. I know clitoris people don't usually need shirts, but I think we need to make them need them.
Yeah. Cover that clit up. What are you doing?
Please.
Hey, by the way, we should mention this because this is the first Gleep Glossary for us to record since the trailer to Book of Boba Fett dropped, which
true.
We will be doing.
Yes.
A sideshow of on the $10 level of this fine Patreon. What do we think about it?
I still haven't seen it because I don't do trailers, folks.
You fucking son of a bitch. For a fucking TV show.
I just
a TV show.
That's it. We're taking you to the store. Returning this plaything. This one's not working right.
You folks talk and I'll sit back.
Okay. By the way, we're going to be recapping every episode weekly as much as we can. It should be a lot of fun going through all the episodes, sort of like we did with Mando. And again, like Andrew said, $10 level. But okay, the trailer, it opens with the one of the monks who has his brain in the spider, which I'm excited to learn more about those guys.
Yeah, that's pretty badass, right? And I mean, like, it just looks cool. Like, I'm not going to say anything about it, Steve, but like,
it's okay.
It looks fucking cool. It looks like everybody's like on board. I mean, like, production design, obviously, like very similar to Mando. So like, unsurprising in how it looks, I guess.
Is it,
but
did he get rid of those? Is he, Is he dressed even remotely like Boba Fett? Can we get okay?
Yeah, you're referring to the sweatpants.
The sweatpants and like the bulkiness underneath.
Yeah, no, that I mean, he definitely has the outfit. You see him like put the helmet on and all
and
that
take
shit.
It off and take it off. Oh and yeah, take it off. Yeah. You know what they should do? They should take a like a cue from the Book of Boba Fett here, and you know, all new Star Wars. We should just have like, yeah, the stormtroopers just don't wear helmets anymore. Yeah, why not? Oh, you know, everyone just doesn't wear a helmet anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the point of them?
Well, like, when he's going to be doing battle and stuff, like, that helmet's going to be on. You're going to get that helmet on.
Fucking
but,
better.
I mean, look,
so the stuntman won't be recognized.
Well, you got Temuera Morrison, man. Like, the you know, you want to see that beautiful face. Yeah.
Eric is against faces. Eric hates faces.
I hate faces. Why? That's the thing is, this Star Wars has always been non-faces besides our heroes.
And alien faces, which are different from normal
faces.
Well,
that's faces. A mask in and of itself. That's rubber shit.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, and the other thing that's rad, of course, is like Ming-Na Wen back as Fennec Shand. Like, it appears as if she really is going to be like the number two on the show.
I'm into
like,
that.
She's all over it. You know what's crazy, though? I'm looking on IMDb, and unless I missed her in the trailer. Do you guys know? Apparently, Jennifer Beals is on this.
Oh,
she,
nice.
Yeah,
she
that's
might
pretty
be
cool.
A, like a Twi'leek or something, maybe.
I'm gonna get it wit with Jennifer Beals. It's right. Boba Fett. It's a whole new season. It's a whole new situation. I'm taking my helmet off. I'm taking my pants off. Everything's happening.
Getting it wit. Getting it real wit.
He is still a Falcons fan, though, Steve. I'm sorry to say. You're God gonna have damn to it. Make do with that
he's
one.
Still wearing the starter jacket underneath his fucking armor.
I just put on the trailer in the background while we were talking, and there does appear to be some Clitonians in this.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I was kinda, nice. I was just watching it on mute myself. I just got to that part.
Maybe
yeah.
There's definitely some Ponda Baba people and a...
Yes.
I think maybe some Bosk-esque folks as well. So this is very exciting.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of fucking lizard-looking people here. Look at that. Gross. I can't wait. It's going to be disgusting. Mm-hmm. December 29th, though, like just in time for the new year.
Well, that's exciting.
Maybe it'll... Well, no, I'm not going to jinx it by saying next year is going to be better than the last fucking 38. Yeah.
You were totally right. She is playing a Twi'leek person. Ooh. Here's a picture of Jennifer... Hey. This is going to be doing it for a lot of people.
Oh yeah, dude.
Are you put it in the chat there?
No, I got it on my iPad here, but it's just
for later.
I want to get some tail from her, huh?
It's in the IMDb like photo reel. Like if you go to the show, she's talking to another Twi'leek person, but she's
I see the picture now. Oh,
she's
okay.
Done up here. See what I'm talking about?
All right.
You know. Not too shabby. Gonna have to get a fucking entry on this character. Unnamed, by the way, on IMDb, so I guess we'll learn that.
That'll be even shorter entry than Barada, at least for now. Anyway, so now you know the rest of the story, and until next time, I've been Eric Siska.
Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Gavin.
Now go it shoot yourself.